It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
All right. Joining us now on the line is Pastor Daryl Katusha. Good afternoon, Pastor, and thank you very much for joining us. Pastor Katusha? Their line is playing games again. It's playing games with, it has dipped just as we were about to begin a conversation with the pastor. Okay, let's try that again. Pastor Daryl Katusha is in a place where the network is just not kind to us today. Pastor Katusha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Wow, thank you very much. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yeah, man. Hey, the network has been doing the most, man.
I understand. Thank you very much for picking up anyway. Why should still have you on the line, Funis? Do talk to us first and foremost about what these cardinal virtues are. What is a cardinal virtue? What makes it cardinal to begin with?
You know, there's some things that are very important in life. It's just like how we have cardinal sins.
Okay.
These are not just sins, man. It's almost like it defines the gravity. So let's say cardinal virtues are like virtues that deal with the inner person. They deal with the inner human being, the inner morality of a person. For example, prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. You cannot measure temperance by looking at someone. You measure temperance by the person's action. You measure the person's gravity, or how they gravitate to sin, by their action within sin. So cardinal virtues are virtues where they have not just been learned, but they've been inculcated in a person. The person has learned to develop them. They've learned to trust God so much so that these virtues seem to stand up more or stand out more in what they do.
Okay.
So, for example, let me give an example. We say he committed a cardinal sin of criticizing his teammates. It's almost saying what he did was so unheard of, unbelievable. It's out of character. He should have known better. So cardinal virtues are virtues where you can only attest it to a deeper thing working inside a person. It captivates a whole human, and it gives itself in its action. We can tell that this person is godly by this thing that's working godliness inside of him. I don't know if that's clear.
It brings out
the unsaid gravity,
okay,
to the action that has been committed.
Okay. Are there any scriptural examples in the Bible that display the importance of these virtues?
Yeah, man. You remember Job 1. It says that there was a man named Job, and he was coming from the land of Uz, and he was upright and blameless.
Okay.
Man, how can you be upright and blameless and still be human?
Okay.
And it goes on to say he was upright and blameless and righteous before God because he feared God. The fear in God cannot be measured, but it's seen in the action. So, in fact, you'll find that even in Psalm 55, verse 22, it says, he will never let righteousness be shaken. Galatians 6, verse 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up. These are things you cannot measure in a person. So that foolishness where you keep on being betrayed, the foolishness where you keep on getting hurt, and you don't understand why you still do what is good, those virtues inside of you, God says, don't give up. I'll repay those virtues. So it's the Holy Spirit working inside of you to bring out an almost close character of God.
Mm.
The opposite of that is, if it's a cardinal sin, it's the devil working inside of you, almost bringing out his character, even in the methodology of how you sin.
Okay. All right. So when we're talking...
These virtues...
Yeah, go ahead, Munis.
These virtues are almost like a mirror of God's character, but being done by you and I. So let's say, for example, prudence. Prudence is a virtue. This is like acting or showing care and thought without, it's like acting with or showing care and thought for the future. Being able to plan, knowing the art of going to heaven is not done by me working hard and going to church. The art of going to heaven is how God gracefully painted the picture of life at the cross, knowing what I should accept and living life one day at a time. So that act alone of being prudent, being able to plan, to say what I do today will affect my tomorrow. I may not be caught, but on judgment day, you see, those actions, they make up a man holistic. People are careless today, guy. People are so careless. People are so selfish. But they're Christian. Their membership is in a church somewhere. But people are careless. They are careless with the godly nature of God. They are careless with their church membership. They are careless with the gospel. They are careless with themselves. And yet they call themselves virtuous.
Yeah.
They are careless with prayer. They are careless with the gift of life. That's why today we argue about what is prudent and what is not.
Yeah.
Who are you to judge? Cast the first stone. It's because we may not have virtuous people amongst us.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So I'm curious now, Funisa, how do they contribute, these virtues, these cardinal virtues, how do they contribute to the development of a virtuous and morally upright Christian life?
Ah, come on, man. Come on, man. This is a virtuous wife is only from God.
Okay.
Virtuous wife is only from God. Let me give that example so that you understand better. A virtuous wife is only from God. She wakes up in the morning and she's industrious. She cooks for her husband. And then it goes on to say she does not embarrass her husband in the community, man. Even when she's in the community, she has the husband's dignity with her. The dignity of your Christianity is in your actions. Virtue is the container that keeps the dignity of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you lose your virtue and you lose it, even if you are prayerful, it's hard to get back.
Okay.
When you lose ability to be prudent, sometimes money is lost, lives are lost. You can repent, but you can't get it back.
Yeah.
So what does virtue do? Let me tell you what virtue does. Virtue makes you a holistic Christian. Virtue is what we're missing in society today, man.
Yeah.
People with good temperaments on the road while we are driving. People who can let others go first.
Yeah.
While missing prudence, people who can realize, if I tell this person about this person's problem, I may not be able to take the words back.
Yeah.
So I'd rather keep the story to myself. We don't have that.
Hey.
We're missing out on virtues that are not church-like.
Yeah.
Because our virtues seem to have a venue. Our virtues seem to have a venue there. Our virtues are a church only.
Yay!
But when you come to church, whatever you are, a church, that's who you are.
That's right.
Justice and mercy. Give people justice, man. If you came to church corrupt, it means you are a corrupt person.
Yo.
We have Bible preaching, gospel.
Sorry, Funis, you dipped there. You said we have Bible preaching, gospel?
Gospel holding.
Okay.
Christians who thoroughly beat our wives.
Oh, man. Oh.
If there be any virtue in it, there's a verse that says, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are good. And it says, if there be any virtue.
Think on them.
If there be any character. So listen, virtues deal with the mind and the character of Christian theology. You see, when Jesus Christ was on the cross.
Yes.
And he doesn't curse those who are down, they were spitting on him.
Mm.
It's not because he learned to be virtuous at the cross.
Yeah.
He was dying to self every single day. He had power to call 10,000 angels.
That's right.
But his character said, it's better to die now because I have power to wake up anyway.
Okay.
But for them, they have no power to wake up.
Yeah.
So a virtuous woman will keep her virtuousness. A young lady who's virtuous will keep that which makes her virtuous. Come on, you can hear what I'm saying. You're grown up.
Yeah.
A young lady will keep her virtue for her husband, so that her husband will not be laughed at by his family for taking a harlot.
Oof. Oof.
A husband will leave his wife at home, say goodbye, sweetie, and go to work. When he gets to work, finds one better than his own, will say, I will never have to make my wife go through the pain of betrayal because I will defend her dignity.
Yeah.
Even if he does not know that she will defend his dignity.
Yeah, yeah.
So these are the fundamentals that make us who we are.
Yeah.
The deep side of us. The who we are. So we must get to a point where in our life, we stop playing church. We stop playing God.
Yeah.
And start realizing that every single day, every single hour, you need him every hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is what now, where your question comes in, to say, how does this change me?
Yeah.
You know, when you are a moral person, you attract immoral people. But when they leave you with levels of morality.
Okay.
Because you will attract those who are struggling and they want to know how you are doing it.
Mm.
And you can never change because you did not go to them. They are coming to you.
That's right.
That's why sometimes when you're at work and you're going through the most, someone is going through worse than what you're going through.
That's right.
So examples in the Bible are there. Virtuous people. Job was a virtuous man.
Yeah.
But he was filthy rich. Abraham was a virtuous man, but he came from witchcraft.
Okay. Idolatry.
All of these people were virtuous. Yes, man.
Yeah.
Morality is a cardinal virtue that people are selling for free.
Mm.
What's the price of losing your dignity? We sing the song, Jesus paid it all, but what did you lose?
Yeah.
You acknowledge that Jesus paid it all, but you don't want to acknowledge what you lost.
That's right.
You don't want to acknowledge where you lost it, to whom you lost it to. Sometimes in faithlessness, God gave you the job that you have now.
Yes.
But you are failing to acknowledge, to say, God, I'm tired of this job. I want to move to another one.
Yeah.
You are going to witch doctors. You see other things. That, and it's a cardinal thing to remember who God is in your life.
All right. Wow. Wow. All right.
But here's the thing.
Yes, Mpunis.
You can make a cup of coffee.
Mm.
But you don't know how to prepare for your life. You know how to get the leaves. You know what type of leaves to get. You know what type of water. You can see the boiling point. You can tell when it's ready. When you're stirring your little powdered milk in there, you can tell when it's almost perfect. But you cannot plan your life like making a cup of coffee.
Mm. Okay.
Everything of yours is just done haphazardly. Your prayers are done haphazardly. Your prayers are weak. Your prayers are not meaningful. Because prayer to you is something you have to do.
Yes.
Not something you are privileged.
Yes. You.
Prayer to you is a mandate. But so going to church to you is part of showing that you are a Christian. No, you are a Christian before you left your house.
That's right.
And what attracts people to you is godly temperaments.
Yes.
Godly temperance, godly fortitude, justice. Are you a person who's able to say, no, guys, yeah, I was wrong.
Yes.
I am so sorry.
Yes.
And so I made a mistake. You please forgive me.
Yeah.
Oh, you are the type of person to say, had you not done this, I would have not done this.
Yes.
Our marriages are crashing today because people are selfish.
Yeah.
No one accepts when they are wrong.
Yeah.
No one is accepting when they are wrong. Our Christianity is so hard today because pastors, we say, this is my church, it's not your church.
Yay.
You're a sinner saved by grace. We want to own things that were given to us for free.
Yeah.
God is coming to take character and giving it a new body.
That's right. That's right.
And the things that formulate character are virtues.
Hey, Bomfundisi.
Christian, godly, cardinal virtues.
All right.
The things that, in fact, you know what? I think the word cardinal, if I'm not mistaken, or virtue, sorry. If I'm not mistaken, virtue comes from a Latin, I think it's a Latin root. Ver means, I think it means man. So they used to use this word as in manliness.
Okay.
A man of honor.
Okay.
So cardinal is, when you say cardinal virtues, these are virtues that give you honor.
Okay.
Honor sometimes is not celebrated. You don't get an award for honor.
That's right.
You don't get an award for being the most forgiving person.
Mm.
You don't get an award for the most loving person.
Yeah.
These are things that people laugh at today and say you're stupid.
Yes.
You don't let people do that to you.
Mm.
So when we talk about Christian ethics, it's doing things that you have the power to do but choosing not to do them because it's thus says the Lord.
Mm.
You're strong enough to do it, but you don't do it.
Okay. You're finishing Kabil. Incredible. Wow. Yeah, man. I'm putting I regret. I wish we could have started yesterday. I pray our network stays with us next tomorrow and the whole week. Thank you very much, Mpunis. You! I'm Kabil, Mpunis. I got my sermon for today.
Oh, yeah, man.
Before you go, please close for us with a word of prayer, Mpunis, please.
Sure, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this session that we've just had. Someone has heard it.
Yes.
And as we go through this week, it's not easy. Because sometimes we feel abused in Christianity. Sometimes we feel like, if they can do it, I can do it too.
Mm.
But there are virtues that make up a man, that give us honor. Unsaid virtues.
Yeah.
Help us to develop them so that we have good characters. So that we can be attractive to the world. And that we can help in our place in the gospel.
Mm.
I pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Daryl Katusha, you've made my day. Thank you very much. May God bless you. See you until tomorrow, Mpunis.
Sure. Pleasure.
Wow.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.